Washington. Tens of thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington, D.C., and cities across the United States, uniting in opposition to a wide range of policies enacted by President Donald Trump since January. From immigration enforcement and federal layoffs to foreign policy and university crackdowns, protesters voiced strong disapproval of what they describe as an erosion of democratic norms and human rights. In Washington, demonstrators filled Lafayette Square near the White House, carrying signs that read, "Workers should have the power, stop arming Israel, due process, and no kingship." The protest was a vibrant mix of chants, speeches, and symbolic acts of solidarity, all targeting what many view as a sweeping assault on civil liberties, labor protections, and academic freedoms. Among the key grievances were the administration's mass deportations, with protesters supporting migrants facing removal from the country. Demonstrators also showed solidarity with over 200,000 federal workers who have reportedly been fired as part of a large-scale dismantling of government agencies under Trump and his close ally, billionaire Elon Musk. The protest also echoed growing unrest on college campuses, where federal funding has been threatened over diversity, climate, and pro-Palestinian initiatives. In addition to domestic concerns, many protesters turned their attention to global conflicts. Demonstrations were also held in New York City, Chicago, and dozens of other cities nationwide. It marked the second day of mass protests since Trump's return to the presidency, with organizers pledging continued resistance in the weeks ahead.